Written by a mother to her middle son, middle school age. My dear middle son, I know you're feeling overwhelmed right now, with questions from teachers, counselors, and from us as parents. Questions like, what do you want to do after graduation? Or, what do you want to be when you grow up? You've probably heard them more than once. Between course selections, career pathways, and extracurriculars that are said to look good on applications, it can start to feel like you're expected to map out your entire future before you've even had space to understand it. If that pressure feels heavy, you're not alone. Even in the early teen years, these expectations can come fast. For older teens, it doesn't get much lighter, and it's okay to admit that it feels like a lot. In the past, most people learned their work directly through lived experience. Trades like blacksmithing, baking, farming, woodworking, or milling. Children often grew into the family work over time. That system had structure, but it also limited choice. Today, we have the opposite problem. Almost unlimited choice, but very little clarity. You hear phrases like, the world is your oyster, or just do what makes you happy. And while that sounds encouraging, it can also feel confusing when you're still trying to figure out what actually brings meaning, not just today, but long term. Because at your age, you simply haven't had enough life experience yet to fully know what you want to do forever. Most of your days so far have been spent in classrooms, learning subjects you may not yet connect with in a personal way. So it's natural to wonder, how am I supposed to decide my future right now? And deeper than that, you probably already sense something important. Happiness alone isn't the goal. You want your life to matter. You want to contribute something meaningful, something bigger than yourself. So the real question becomes, how do you choose a path that fits who you are, while also aligning with a deeper sense of purpose? That's what this is for. Not to give you all the answers, but to help you slow down, think clearly, and learn how to listen for wisdom as you move forward. Take your time with it. Reflect. Ask better questions. And don't feel pressure to have everything figured out right now. You were never meant to carry that weight alone. I love you deeply, and believe in who you are becoming more than you probably realize yet. Love, Mom.